Two of the reasons the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles are in Sunday's Super Bowl are the team's outstanding field goal kickers. Adam Vinatieri of the Patriots and Philadelphia's David Akers could play an important part in the game in Jacksonville. But for fans ready to chant the traditional block that kick, there's evidence it may be more effective to shout ice that kicker. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was a year ago, less than 10 seconds left in the Super Bowl between New England and the Carolina Panthers. Score tied. CBS sportscaster Greg Gumbel set the scene as Adam Vinatieri of the Patriots lined up the possible winning field goal.
41 yards. Ken Walter will hold. And we get a timeout. The Panthers use their second timeout.
Many fans undoubtedly groaned about the tension-killing timeout, but for Carolina, the interruption was all about creating tension. In football jargon, the Panthers iced Adam Vinatieri, calling timeout to make him think and sweat about his 41-yard field goal attempt. Statistician Craig Wood says it was a sound strategy.
We found that like a 40-yard field goal attempt after icing reduces the chance of success by about 10%.
Craig Wood analyzes healthcare data for a living. Craig Wood, the football fan, analyzed two seasons' worth of data on last-second field goals to see if icing works. The results were published late last year in a statistical magazine called Chance. Wood says icing doesn't work on really long field goals where the expectations of making them already are low, or on easy short ones. But that area in between, Wood says a coach can seriously mess with a kicker's mind.
It's really those mid-range kicks that it's sort of like, well, you know, I should make this, and if I don't, then, you know, that's really going to be me who's the one who's losing the game for us.
Of course, there are exceptions like Adam Vinatieri.
The Patriots looking for a second Super Bowl title in 3 years from 41 yards. Looks good.
It was Vinatieri's second Super Bowl winning kick. He did the same thing 2 years before. This week in Jacksonville, Vinatieri surprised no one by saying he really doesn't think icing works, despite the statistics.
If anything, it gives you an opportunity to, if the field conditions or the weather conditions are not optimal, I guess it gives you an opportunity to patch up the field or clear off snow if that's the situation.
That's right, Adam Vinatieri is gardening while other kickers' hearts are pounding. But what do you expect from a player so freakishly calm that an opponent recently said of Vinatieri, he doesn't bleed? Philadelphia's David Akers is only a bit more mortal. He's made 83% of his field goals, ranking him second in league history. Akers, at least, acknowledges the possible nervous effects of icing. He finds comfort in a well-established routine.
Walking on the field, see where the wind's blowing, take my mark back, over, look, make sure my aiming point's right, nod to my holder, and we go. So if they call timeout in between that and the kick, walk back and start the whole routine over.
Philadelphia's head coach says he'll consider using icing as a last-second strategy on Sunday. But considering the poise of Vinatieri and Akers, the better strategy for both coaches probably is get a big lead early so you can keep those kickers off the field at the end. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Jacksonville.